We started in the beginning because the birth of Jesus and the existence of Jesus were not an afterthought or a reaction to a problem or God's backup plan. But Jesus, the Word, the life, the light, was there in the beginning and before the beginning, before the creation of the world. Though the serpent and the sin of our first parents brought darkness into what God had declared good, that darkness could not even comprehend God's bigness or power, God's light or life, God's forethought and readiness to draw near, even as we drew away. You can read that first story in Genesis as human failure, but that's missing the big story. Rather, it is the beginning of God's love story for the world and the people he created. Even in those earliest words of the curse, we glimpse a picture of the victory over sin and evil that God would unfold in history and in time. John pictures it as a light that pierces the darkness and brings life to humanity once again. This is the prologue to the story of stories, but more than that, to the theme of hope that God has sung over our lives. Get ready, the story declares from the first pages, for the King is coming to make all things right and to make all things new. Where do you need to experience hope? And so God spoke and sent messengers, angels, prophets, to declare that hopeful theme that God promises Abraham a future as broad as the night sky. In continuing the first words to Eve, God tells Abraham that he won't just zap the world right from without, but he'll raise up salvation from within, from among us. Later, prophets like Isaiah would start to paint a picture of the promised deliverer. He would bring light to a dark land. He'll bring the kind of gladness and joy that we get to taste at harvest time or in victory. But the victory that God's deliverer will bring won't merely be that of an earthly king, but he'll be known as Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. Even the greatness of King David and his kingdom was just a taste of God's coming kingdom. Isaiah describes God's Savior as wise, as understanding, and strong. He'll judge with righteousness and decide things with fairness, even for the poor and the afflicted of the earth. Through angels and prophets, messengers and preachers, through God's own word, God promised and prepared his people and the world for his coming, for his rescue, for his restoration and his reign. And all of this was an act of love by the Creator God, the loving Father, the one who would not abandon the world to darkness, but came after it. Jesus would one day describe God's character in the story of a loving father rejoicing and celebrating the return of his lost son, welcoming him home with joy. What does it mean to you to know that God has not abandoned you, but loves you? These are the familiar stories of the days leading up to the birth of Jesus. We first heard the story from Mary's perspective and then from Joseph's. And after I share briefly, we'll hear Mary's story concluded with the birth of Jesus, and the choir will then sing of the Christmas child. But what of the story? On one hand, it's completely unique. Even Mary's cousin, who had a miraculous birth, did not experience giving birth to the Savior of the world. But perhaps you've known what it is to wait for God to do something. And you probably didn't have the kind of clarity that comes with an angel messenger, whether in reality like Mary or in a dream like Joseph. But if God is showing up and bringing hope and light to this world and to people's lives, and the Bible says God does that, then sometimes we have to trust and listen and wait. In some ways, it's not unlike pregnancy. There can be excitement and joy. There can be confusion and pain. And there's a lot of waiting for what is yet to be. And that's one reason I wanted to speak in the middle of this part of the story. It's easy to read the Bible and rush to the end, the Christmas child being born, but much of our lives is spent in that anticipation phase, that waiting phase. Are you waiting on God for something? Are you looking to God for something? Have you given up on God? All of that is what it's like to be human and finite. We get a personal glimpse into Mary's wait. Scripture records a prayer that Mary prayed during the waiting time, and Karen is going to come lead us together through praying part of that prayer. Then we'll hear the conclusion of the birth story and the choir song about the Christmas child. Those last readings were long, and I usually save the wise men and even Anna and Simeon for a later Sunday. But I wanted you to hear it all together, three stories of witnesses to the birth of Christ. So much of the rest of the gospel bears witness to Jesus' adult life, but here are three detailed stories of people who encounter Jesus as a newborn and as a baby. They are the early witnesses to what God started in the beginning and promised through the ages and was now bringing to the world. The shepherds heard the message. God's saving and chosen one is born into the world. Good news of great joy for all the people. They went to see and they carried the news out. Simeon and Anna saw the eight-day-old Jesus in the temple and recognized him as God's promise kept. Simeon named him as God's salvation and redemption for Israel and for the whole world. And the Magi, the wise men, came to find and give gifts to the young child and ended up falling on the ground to worship him. God was indeed among us. Each of these witnesses not only witnessed Jesus himself, but they bear witness to what started at the beginning. God has not abandoned us to darkness, but comes after us with hope and life and light through the person of Jesus Christ. He is worthy of trusting. He is worthy of following. He is worthy of worship and service. How will you respond to Jesus? We're about to sing a hymn that invites us to come and worship in response to Jesus. And that word worship contains it all, trust and following and love and service. I invite you to sing it with us, but also to consider your response to Jesus, to God's loving and saving action toward the world and toward you. Amen.